in life, one of the most difficult situations that a person encounters is when he has something that he needs, that he wants, and he can't get to it. Chazal tell us in many places that the nisoyin of Anias is a gevaldig grace in nisoyin. I once thought to myself, that damage, I think this one matzav, it's even worse than the nisoyin of Anias. And that is what I called, once called it, the big, a person is a poor millionaire. In other words, a person really is a big guy. He has millions of dollars, but he doesn't use the money. The money's under his bed, he doesn't touch it. And then besides the obvious tzar and agbas nefesh of Anias, of not having what he needs, he has an additional tzar that he realizes and he thinks to himself, every bidiyas theorem is for nothing. Every tzar that I'm missing this and that, it's all my fault because I'm not touching the money. That's a poor millionaire. He lives a life of Anias, although he has the Echaydus. We as B'nai Avraham Yitzchak of Yankov, we are benched with a Gevaldig Ashiris, that demits in every stage of our lives, a person has the Echaydus to use this Ashiris. This week I found out, Laida, that many of us, many people, Bechlau, are talking living a life of poor millionaires. And I want to, as a good chava poshet, as a good chava one to the other, I want to discuss this thing a little bit. There's a very interesting particular Gemara. Gemara tells a very strange story. Brachis of Hamadalam Beis. Zakti Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai's son was sick. The Gemara says he told Rabbi Chanina Ben Daisa to go be mispalo for my son. So the Gemara says, Takab Chanina Ben Daisa was mispalo, and Baruch Hashem, the child recovered. So the Gemara says, Omer B'yoichim Ben Zakei, Ilmali Yitiach Ben Zakei as Reisha Ben Birka Kol HaYoyim Kulai, if I would have davened the whole day, HaYim Mashgichin Olav, they wouldn't have listened and my son would have died. So Omer La'ishli, his wife said, V'chei Chanina Godol Mimcha, Chanina Medaisu was Gevaldiga, but if Yechim and Zaki, do you have a sub who he was? You look in the Gemara, it's Hiskin, Yechim and Zaki. Yechim and Zaki was the Rashke Bahag, he was Mesakin all the Takanis. So she asked him, you mean he's bigger than you? Your Talmud's bigger than you, the Rebbe? Amr Allah, you're right, I'm bigger. Elohu Daima Ke'eva Lefne HaMelech. Vani Daima Kisar Lefne HaMelech. In other words, Enechin Ami Avad, he was bigger, but I'm like a Melech, a Sar, and he's like an Eved. And all the Mepharshim, of course, yes, the obvious cash is that the Gemara is an Absinigra, Yechim and Zakai, the grace from the Gesser Tanoyim, his tefillah won't help, but his Talmud tefillah will help. And Mechal, what does it mean? We know a Tsar, a Melech, president, is Zichah bigger than a Eved, so what is the Cheshim that the Tsar is better than the Eved? And Rashi, if you learns it, in a different cash, I think if you look closely in the Gemara, it seems that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai realized what kind of shir matzav it was. He said, "Mispalef my son that he should live." That means he was mamish a geisus. And he said, "If I would have davened the whole day, it wouldn't have helped." That means that Lachai didn't daven. So how did he know with such a beridah that Chanina ben Daisa would help? He knew that the matzav, and what was the godless of this eved Chanina ben Daisa had made such a gevaldig shinui. Such a gevaldig ness. So I want to tell you what I think Be'ez Hashem is upshat in this Gemara, and I hope that we'll walk out with this Yisoid, and I hope we'll be better people with this Yisoid. In the beginning of this week, like I mentioned already, I had an Agbas Nefesh, I have to say, that I haven't had in a long, long time. To me, believing I could say, it was really Yisur. Maybe the wrong word is sur, maybe the right word is rachmanis. I was filled with rachmanis, I was filled with agmas nefesh. I don't know the right word. Mustam, it's all true. I was asked to come to a meeting. We had a meeting this week, and the meeting was about chizuk and tefillah, which is not disturbing by itself. Chazal tell us that tefillah is one of the things that tzrich in chizuk. So that really didn't bother me. What really got me, what really caused me physical yisurim, is what I heard by this meeting. I was wondering, so we were talking, so what's the rifim? What's taki the makam for the rifim that we have to have the makam for the aliyah? So I heard things that I couldn't believe I was listening to. Some people said that Bachim, even Bachim here, they feel davening is not so important. To me, it was even annoying. Some say davening is important, Taka. Tefillah b'tzib is not that important. Some people said that they notice boys have no chesk for davening. They have no time in davening. A black gemara is okay. Davening just doesn't go. It's not that cup of tea. They have no interest in davening. And believe me, I wasn't choshed anybody here for saying such an Irish guy, Talila Vachas. What got me is that there should be such a havamina. That maybe somebody is even thinking so, is enough to give Yisurim, to give Mamish Yisurim Mavis. And I don't know where to begin. I really don't know where to start. Look what happened to us. Look what's happening in our door and the door after. The Mishnah in the beginning of Avis says, Ashleish Advarim Ma'olam Oymed. And one of them is Avoida, which Chazal say today, the Makam Avoida of the Kabbanis, we have Tefillah. In other words, Chazal realized this is one of the things that keeps this veld going. So how should I feel, how should you feel, Bedia? How should you all feel if you hear somebody can even think of saying a davening is not so important? Here the Mishnah tells you it's one of the Amudei Yoylem, and a person could even think that it's not so important. Isn't that painful? Doesn't that give you Yisurim? It's the Mishnah. Again, it's a Mishnah. It's not a favor from a Maimah from some kind of a Heintigerov. It's the Mishnah telling us that Shloish Devarim, one of the Amudei Oylem is Tefillah. So in other words, when you see you're coming to Mincha and you see there are boys sitting on a porch with no Havmin in the world to go to Mincha, it's not just they're losing out in Midas Chassidus. They're not just losing in Mitzvah the right point to Rama of Tefillah, but they're being mezalvel in one of the Amudei Oylem. Isn't that painful? Doesn't that hurt? There's a Medrash Tanchum in Parsha Yera. Amram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael HaVizihir in the Tefillah. The Baruch Hashem talks to us. Be careful in Tefillah. She'ein mida acheres yachrahim. There's nothing more in my eyes than Tefillah. You hear that? The Baruch Hashem is telling us, Betty from Hevi Zohir B'Tefillah, because there's nothing in my eyes more chashiv. And people are just sitting there like there's no mincha, there's nothing in the belt called mincha. Isn't that a shrek? Isn't that a rachmanis? The Gemara we all know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misavah letfilas neshel tzadikim. I heard this Gemara, I'll pee that Medrash Tanchuma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows what each mitzvah is, still tells havizohe b'tfilah, she'ein, there's no mida yafa than tfilah. So I ask you, when it comes 7:45 in the morning, and the Bachim are in the Olam HaElyon, they have no shaychus to davening. Isn't that a shrek? Isn't that a rachmanis? Isn't that Yisurim that you see that people are being mezalzel in what the Eibishter calls heavy zohir, and what the Eibishter calls the Amudei Olam? I once heard from Adam Gadol Ma'od. He told me between the Brisker Rav Zecharno Levracha that the Brisker Rav said he heard from his father Rav Chaim. The Rav Chaim said, all the learning that he does the whole day is all to get a little more dveikus to the Eibishter, so by the next tefillah he'll have the right sugan to that mincha, to that ma'ariv. You hear what Reb Chaim is saying? That with every bit of learning, it's all a hachana to the next tefillah. That's what davening, that's what it means amuda, that's what it means heavy zohir and tefillah. And you might be wondering, Asher Reb Chaim, what does that mean? What's the makor? I found the kuzri. A kuzri says the exact same yisoid. Kemat mila ben mila. Maybe Reb Chaim took it from my basic on this. The kuzri is in Perek Gimel Oitei. V'tehiyah ha'esahi that es of tefillah. The shoach is in tefillah. Leiv zmanay ufiryay should be the heart, the ikka of his time and of all his papers, what he does of devil. V'yashar itoysav the other hours that he spends in avodas Hashem. Kedrochim hamagiyam el ha'esahi. This is what the Kuzi understood what tefillah is. That the whole learning is all tutakum to the next tefillah. That means the first seder is for the mincha, and the second seder and night seder is for the ma'ariv. So I ask you, Taira Boisai, if it comes as man ma'ariv, and people are walking around like there's nothing else to do, isn't that a shanda? Shouldn't if you see somebody screaming at him, say, Rabbi, what are you doing? What's with you? You became crazy? This is tefillah. This is what the Eibishter wants on us. The Eibishter says, this is what I want from you. And a person is walking around like he has nothing else to do. A HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misavar tfilasan shel tzaddikim. Note the word taiva means, it doesn't mean ratzin, it doesn't mean he asked. Misavar means a taiva. So I ask you, how does it pass? How is it meglach in the veld that in the yeshiva kedosha the hardest job has to be the vekka? How does it pass that some boys need a crane to slap them out of bed? The Yevishter is sitting there, kaviyachol misava for you to get out of bed, and the person is puffing like there's no tomorrow. Gevald, what's happened? What? How far we fell? If we could have such a musik, I always think our zaydis. You can go to shul today if you don't have a zaydis. Go to the shul. You see the old people. It could be the biggest snow, the biggest rain. They'll never miss that tefillah b'tzivah. And we, B'nai Torah, who we're supposed to know better, it comes as man tefillah like there's nothing else in the world. It's sleep, sleep, and more sleep. How does it pass? We who know what a tefillah is, we who know the Mishnah, simple people that were mois and nefesh for every tefillah, in the rain, in the sickness, they never missed. That's what it means in Amudei Olam. And I know it's hard to wake up in the morning, believe me, I know it's hard, but for Ben Torah, is anything that's really too hard? We spend our days, our nights, our life doing hard things. Harding on Rabbi Akiva Eger is also hard, and every mitzvah is hard. But the Ben Torah doesn't just do hard things. He looks for chumris, dikdukim, nach abissel, a little more havas Hashem. A Ben Torah, by definition, is ratzin Hashem. He wants to do what the Eibishter wants. So is there really a Torah that's too hard? Is there anything else that we don't do because it's too hard? So how in the world is there a riffian in one of these Amudei Olam? The teret is simple. We don't realize what a tefillah is. We don't realize, you know, what a davening is. There's a Moedik Aruch HaShulchan in the beginning of Sivan Peitas. He brings a Ramban Shita that holds that tefillah is only a mitzvah derabanan. Zakti Aruch HaShulchan, and it's the way he says it, it's such a hysteris. Zakti Aruch HaShulchan, I can't accept that. What does that mean? Tefillah is only a mitzvah derabanan? How could anybody hold tefillah as a mitzvah derabanan, Zakti Aruch HaShulchan? Eich ef shaloyim meklal shaloyim nisfal klal. There's no mitzvah tefillah min haTorah. The Venus of Shemaim, avoid the achis miyamud b'shloishim with the olam, and we don't have a mikdash. This is our avoda. Zok to Aruch HaShulchan in Halacha Sefer in Sivav, the Medayti Ladas Ramban she'ena nechshevet bein pratei haMitzvah. You know why the Ramban argues on the Rambam and the Ramban holds only a mitzvah derabanan? Lefi shehi gvoya mal gvoya. And therefore, Dr. Ramban, it can't be a mitzvah because it's higher than the other mitzvahs. You hear Dr. Aruch HaShulchan what the Ramban holds? And he brings a marshal. We know the Chut HaShedri in the Guf is not one of the Ramachi Varvash of Sogidav. Why, Dr. Aruch HaShulchan? Because that's the Yesod of the whole body. So Yesod can't be a prat if it's the whole Yesod. That's what Ramban means. Not Chas V'Shalom, that there's no mitzvah in HaTorah. But it's more than other mitzvahs. So it can't be one of the remark of the mitzvahs, because this mitzvah is koil all the other mitzvahs. It's Gevoya Mi'al Gevoya. It's higher than the other mitzvahs. The Aruch HaShulchan could not be soivol that tefillah is on a mitzvah d'oraisa. So how could we be mezalzel in this Amudei Olam by Rabbi Sai? And Reb Chaim in the Sefer in the Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Daled Halacha Aleph, says clearly like this also. Without the whole Mahalach, he just says that the Ramban is also moed that there's a key to min haTorah by Tefillah. So what's Chaim the Zilzul? I asked a few people, I asked a number of people, I wanted to tap it on, where are we going wrong? The Gemara says, "Halavai sheyispal adam kol hayom." Without other mitzvahs, a person's tachlis should be a mispal kol hayom. How could there be a zilzul? So one person told me, "No, chas v'shalom. They know davening is important, but tefillah b'tziva b'ken zechanei together." And again, I say, hearing this is mamash yisur. It's really painful. Can a person really think that way? I ask you, can a person really believe this? And maybe it's a bizarre in front of Bnei Torah to speak about the Chiyav Atfila B'tziba of Avos Tut Mishon Achi. Let me spend 2 minutes in clarifying this point. If anybody has any sveikis, and for those that know it for the Avapashid and feel Baleidik, I yes you, Mechila, but just bear with me for a minute. The Torah in the beginning of Simon Tzadik, Lo Yisfalal Adam Ela Beveis HaKnesses Im HaTzibur. You have to daven it with a tzibur. Adam Rabbi Yochanan Ein Tfilasei Shal Adam Nishmas Ela Beveis HaKnesses. It's Gebait on a Gemara in Daf Chesam Aleph Ayin Beis Yosef Sham. What the Torah is saying is not only is there a chiyuv davening, which might be a chiddush to some, but there's a chiyuv to daven in a Beis HaMedrash. And does that not mean that if you sleep in the main building, it's filled with tzibah because you're in the same tzibah? It means to daven with the tzibah. What the Torah likes to after that is very frightening. The Ein Tfilasei Shal Adam Nishmas Ela Beveis HaKnesses. Does hate the person that davens be chidus? The Torah is telling us lahalacha his tefillah is not nishmas. And this is not only a Torah the shita. Place and avoy deserved avdal mebeis. The end of the amid says this also. The goyin of hanot and simin tzadik brings this is the shita of the riff and the rush. And that's very scary. That's frightening. That means a person who doesn't go tefillah b'tzibur according to these rishonim ain't tefillasei nishmas. And the first Mach, the second is Mazma, that the Abish does not listen to that tefillah. And it's not Sama Malitza, Rabbi Say. Chazal told us, Ein Tzulase Nishmas. I saw a truth from Rav Moshe Zichron Levarach in Chelik Beis, in Simon Chaf Aleph, and you see how he took this literally. Rav Moshe has a shayla that many of us sometimes ask, and it might sound pretty familiar. In Talmud Chacham Rishoy Lispal B'Yechidus, can the Talmud Chacham daven be a chiddus? Why? Kasha writes a little maybe zman mochalali one step late at night. The kasha lefan of lakum lespalu b'tziva. The old teretz. I want to learn teretz. Some teretz can I cool them? So I won't daven b'tziva. So Rav Moshe writes clearly that the Rav Moshe that davening with a tziva is not his lashon is it's chiyah v'lehavi rak hiddur. And he brings numerous rayas ayin shom chelik beis simen chav zayin. And he ends off very clearly. Leka shum heta l'tam l'chachem af l'fam echad even for once l'espalo b'yachidi af shehu mishum shebishvil l'mudai toiv l'yoysa l'espalo b'yachid. In other words, even or Moshe l'tam l'chachem but Moshe l'tam l'chachem there's no heta even once to miss tefillah b'tziva in order to learn more. But Moshe knew very well, believe me, what it means of our Torah, and he realized also what it means of our tefillah, and that's what he wrote is no hetzer. In a different truth he goes a step further in Chelik Gimel Simin Zayin that somebody who has more kavanah davens v'yachidus. So again Rav Moshe says, and he's talking about a Ben Ali and not some faker, that the person davens more kavanah v'yachidus. So again Rav Moshe writes that there's a mitzvah chiyav tefillah b'tziva, and he says that davar pella. So Rav Moshe could be there is no hetzer to daven v'yachidus. You hear that? There is no hetzer. Besides Ain't Slavazimas, there's no hetzer. Why? Dr. Moshe Pashut. What's the reason we daven? We have a hetzer to say brachas? Because the Abish will listen. Let's say you daven a tefillah which you know will not be niskabel. Achor, there's no hetzer, Dr. Moshe, to say that tefillah. Dr. Moshe, today, and he talks about Tamid Khan, I'll read his lashon. Tefillas Yachid, Af Shel Odom Godol V'Tzadik. Halavai, we should be on a fraction of that madrega, Adam Godel v'tzadik, ain't a barish iskabel. Because who knows without tefillah? The Ramah says that today we don't have kavana. So you're davening a tefillah that will not be niskabel. So therefore, mitzadzeh zakar amayish yashchiv l'espal v'tzibah, in order your tefillah should be niskabel. And avada, it's possible if a person is an oinus, he has no choice, he has to do his chiv tefillah. But the Ramah is talking about even in a case where you won't have the proper kavana, the right kavana. I saw this a number of years ago, and it was a chiddush to me. This week, Be'ez Hashem, I found in Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in his Sefer Ruach Chaim on Ovois, he teaches this to be a Beferish Mishnah. In Ruach Chaim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yad Gimel, the Mishnah is Alpi Rasha, B'fni Atzmecha, Zot Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Zechayinu Levracha, the Mishnah means, Shaloi Tisfala B'yachidus, why? If you misfala B'yachidus, you'll be called a Rasha. And he goes on to this cheshmet. Ki b'tfilah b'yachid tzorach kavani yisera be'ema u'v'yira u'mesiras nefesh v'imloi tfilasi nidcha levar. And the Zayin of Matzav and the Zayin of Rabbim to have these kavanis. So therefore you have to daven with the tefillah. Again, it's bizarre to say these things, but the Rambam in Tefillah Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph, said Beferish, V'lo yisfalu b'yachid, kol zman sheyach lesfalu matziba, and his cheshbon is, because Tefillah Tziba nishmas tamid. Because that's the special tefillah that we have of Tefillah B'tziba. In other words, when a person davens B'tziba, no matter what his tefillah is, he has avtacha from Chazal in so many places. V'yesh lefartim kidavim, but there's so many places that Chazal mastichas, that a tefillah tzirabim is ain't in a message. So here Rav Moshe is saying that's why there's no heter to daven biyachid. So besides the cheshbonis, the mitzvah deraisa, which Mishabura holds, the mitzvah deraisa of saying kedusha, which is in the dashti b'serach b'nei Yisrael, besides the main yeshrei rabbis, the main, the whole mile of tefillah b'tziva, but here we see from poskim that there is no heter to daven biyachid. Of course, if there is a different etzah. And here we reach the Madrega, we have to talk about Tefillah B'tziva. And it's the Yeshivish thing, Rachmanu Litzvon, Nach Daven B'tziva. Abchaim Balazhin in Keser Reish, which is in the back of the on the Goyin Siddur, in the back of the Maisirav, and Hilchus Tefillah Oyschof, Miyoyim Omer Al Daite La Yispalo Rak B'tziva. You hear that? He never Daven B'yachidus. He says once he came to a place, there was no minion, so he imported people. He sent a car service and called them back to him, and he had a minion. Rabbi Yisrael Chayiv and Lajna lived through a life of simchas, of levayas, of tirdis, of gullis, of meetings, and he still never ever missed a tefillah b'tziva miyam sh'amad al daitai. That's what tefillah b'tziva always was. That's yeshivish, the daven b'tziva. That miyam amad al daitai never died, and the one time that he had an opportunity, what did he do? He sent an agola to a different kvar, and he brought people to make up his minions. The Goyen once said, if you do it, printed. He once missed a tefillah b'tziva. What happened was he came to a city, and he didn't have a minion. So he paid people, plush the people. He was in Golos then, he was running away. He paid plush the people to make up his minion. They didn't know who he was. So right after he paid them, they ran away. So the Goyen used to cry, b'sholot, the Moy Shlish, when he would say that story, how once he davened the Yechidus. That's tefillah b'tziva. That's real yeshivas, to daven b'tziva. So I ask you, Merv Rabbi Yisrael, when I see a person that comes to davening, he has no havenis daven b'tziva, doesn't that hurt? Shouldn't that be painful to us? Besides the mitzvahs and the chiyuv, but ain't tefillasei nishmas, he's wasting his time. There's no heter to daven b'tziva, b'yichidus. And I don't want to speak anymore, believe me, but I hope this should be enough that a person should realize the importance of tefillah b'tziva. I saw a letter from Rav Shach Zayin Gesund in this newest sefer they put out. It's Adrach Leben Yeshiva Michtav Nun Hey, and I'll read you his lashon. Masha she'alta im yesh lahakdid l'spalu b'yeshiva b'mokam shalom. Is there a poda to daven dafkan yeshiva minyan? Ah, what's the shayla? Ah, she'al yidei zeh yitzarech lishkav lishan yoysed mukdam. If you have to daven yeshiva minyan, I have to go speak much earlier. So lose that time from learning. So the Bacha asked Rav Shach, if it's Kedai to go to sleep earlier, in order to daven tomorrow with the Yeshiva Shemin. Zok Rav Shach, it's Poshit, Ki Bemokam, Rina, Shel Torah, Sham Tei Tfila, and Tach Omer Chazal, Mesech Tis Brachis, Ad Tan Lashanif Rav Shach, Tan Gizim. You hear what's going on here? The Shaila is not, is davening important? The Shaila is not, Rechmanu Lathvan, is davening yeshiva shizach? Is davening b'tziva chiyuv? The shaila is to close the gemara to be able to have the geleganite to daven in the yeshiva minyan, and that by Rav Shach was pushed that there is in fact a chiyuv to do that. So when you hear there's a riffin in tefillah b'tziva, isn't that yisurim? Doesn't that hurt? And that's enough. We spoke about the chiyuv and the mitzad halacha, mitzad everything. That this, I think, should be enough. That if a person till today was a nizer, I think he has more than enough to change himself, to realize that he was literally toya bidvar mishnah. He forgot one of the first mishnas and others that tefillah is one of the amudei olam. And I hope that for those of this Negeya, this should be the end of their problem. To realize that this is what Ratzon Hashem is, this is the Al-Khiv, this is the Yeshivish. But I want to tell the Baruch Hashem, I'm talking to Bnei Ali, I want to tell the different Nekuda in Tefillah, which I think also was negated to all of us. A Bacha came over to me two nights ago, and he told me, he said, listen, I want to have a chizik in Tefillah, but I have no time in davening. I have no gishmak in davening. And let me tell you, I was expelled from that Bacha. Because he really said what many of us think. And many of us, I think, do think to ourselves sometimes, how do you get a gishmak in davening? How do you get an experience to daven these davening designs? You see, Bachem, that their whole chiyas of davening and their whole gishmak, and we want to be like that also. How does a person get a gishmak in davening? And the chanami are learning his gishmak. But davening, we talk to come to davening, come to tefillah b'tziva, but you know we could use improvement. We feel like the chazal of tzich and chizik is negeya to us. So I want to tell you a shtikla gemara that I believe in Munish Shalema, that if you listen closely, I think it'll make a big change in your life. And I'm Baruch Yechama that from this gemara, you'll go out with a gevaldige chizik, a gevaldige sirus in davening. I once thought to myself, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with a car, but in a car you have, your car could run differently. You could have a car, you could run normal, and could go, if you go very fast, let's assume 90 miles an hour. But a car is a different, what's called a low gear. In other words, you put the car in a different gear, and the car goes much slower. And the reason why it's made, that's not for now, but that's the mitzvah. You can have a car on a regular gear, and the marshal goes 90 miles an hour. You could have a car on low gear, and the most it goes is 45 miles per hour. And the way Mitzvah is, the lumbus of the car is that the car uses the same amount of gas, the same amount of kayach, but the car runs slower because as the wheel revolves, it revolves less and less. A story is told about somebody, a very simple, nourish person. He once bought a car for the first time, and he was not very knowledgeable in cars. And the car was on low gear. And he didn't know the difference, low gear, regular gear, and he was driving very, very slow. And people asked him, hey, Rabbi, how's the car going? Oh, it's gevaldig, it's great to have a car, and he's so tefreed, and everything runs, everything like a clock. And the emes is, maybe he's right, the car, everything is running, the engine is running, and the air conditioning is good, everything is good. But that's terribly sad. Lida, that person doesn't realize what kind of hefset oyin v'mayri he's really having. He doesn't realize that literally he's losing half of his life in the car. Because instead of going 90 miles per hour, the muscle, it'll only go 45 miles per hour. So it's Dava Pella. He's using the same amount of gas and the same wear and tear and the same energy, and he's only doing half of his potential. And we hear this and say, oh, that's terrible. Aval, right? The shud. He's working so hard, he has everything going for him. He's just going slow. He's just wasting his time. It's a pity, though. No? How many of us are making the same mistake? How many of us here tonight are doing the same nice like this person is doing? There's a Mavadiki Gemara in Nida that I in my base. The Gemara asked the Shaila that I'm sure every single person here asked the Shaila and wants to know the answer. The Gemara says, "Ma yasa adam v'yechkem." Frag the Gemara, the kasha that bothers us so often. What's the derech aliyah and limud haTorah? What's the way a person will stag in Torah? Rabbi Yisai, is any person here that doesn't want to know the answer to that question? Is there any bacha here that never wondered what's the answer to that wonderful question? Don't we all want to know the derech aliyah and Torah? Zok the Gemara, Amar lahen, Beit Ist, and Bas Heis, what kind of shayla? Yerba the yeshiva, you have to learn a lot. The yimit the schayer, don't waste time in business, and you'll become a lambin. Feg the Gemara, oy feg the Gemara, gevaldig the kasha. And every year you're getting older, you'll see this kasha bothers you more and more. Amru harbe asukein v'loy hayolahem. The answer can't be to sit and learn, because we know so many people that do sit and learn, and from them is givon agonish. They became nothing. Frustrated lumdom is a word you'll realize sadly when you get older. That's what happens to many people who learn and learn and learn. Oh yeah, this kash is yoikiv and noid at a time. Har beyasu came v'lo hayolahem. So what's the answer? And trust me, you might be young now. When you get older, you'll see the amitis, every ois of this Gemara. But har beyasu came v'lo hayolahem. And for the Gemara, Alivakesh Rachamim, Mimisha Chachma Shaloi, Shenema Apotik Hashem, Yitin Chachma Pib, Dasusvuna. In other words, the Yisoid of Atzlach and Limit HaTorah is Tefillah. Yivakesh Rachamim, Mimisha Chachma Shaloi. But my aspire is the next line of Gemara. Pray Gemara, my Tamashwan. What's the Chid? What's the Gemara? What's teaching us? And Rashi is a Pelam Oid. Rashi, you know what the Gemara means to say? It's what you have to learn for Birkas Tefillah. You hear that? You hear what Rashi says in Midah Fayim Abayis? Enter the Gemara a line which was asked Gedenke Nagans Leben. The Kamashman is Ha B'lai Ha Lai Sadi. Does hate a person that's going to learn and learn and learn Zot the Hedek Gemara, he's never going to make it. Ha Learning B'lai Tefillah Lai Sadi. Does haste the Zelba Halakha Gemara that we spend our lives understanding every Kaitz Tag, and we spend our lives every Rashi, every Taisus Chashiv. The same Gemara tells us clearly, Klar and Deitlach, that a person who's not misfalo properly will never ever make it. Ha B'lai Ha Lai Efsha. The Rabbi Anderson, in the Drushis and the Ayres Devash, Durish Dalid, Oily al Shirvi Givei Samir on my Khurban, the Aisha any Mispala Bakavana Karoi, Kol Hayoim Ainshu Wasi Batar Mukhvenis. This is not a Khiddish. This is the Gemara of Habalai Halayasha. In other words, Halachal of Aisa, if a person stays up against Mishmanite learning and he misses the Friday morning Shachis, he has a Gemara in the Fereshu that's telling him he'll never Matzlich in that learning. That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara in the Fereshu. Rav Chaim Moshe said that Rav Baruch Be's Hatzlacha, why he became the Gevaldiger Rav Baruch Be, was his Koyach HaTfilah. And again, it's not a Chiddush. It's a Gemara of Habalai Halai Efsha. And I once mentioned the Gemara here in a different smooth, and a Bacha asked me, he says, I don't understand. I see Bacha, they're learning, they're Mechadish, they're saying Svaris, but what about Habalai Ha? So Rabbi, you know what the answer is? The answer is like that silly person in the muscle. He's going on low gear. He's working and he's working and he's schwitzing and he's harving and he's doing gonsh. He's not accomplishing as much as he really could have. Either he's moving, but he's moving at half his speed. He's putting in all the harvani like the next fellow. But because he's not medamzik and tefillah, he'll never make it. He's only doing half, in halavai half of his potential. And that's very sad. Then the person is harving and mutching zech, but the Gemara is standing on top of his head and saying, this bacha is never going to make it, because habalei halei efsha. The Chazanish's brother was made on the Chazanish, that his atzlacha was that he used to cry bayat achleinim. That's what the Gemara is telling us. The Tumim in the Ares Devash, he says, al taimu hold hada adiv zeh, why am I better mi chavrei? Because I'm smarter. Like Kainu's up to Meshekin Achlosim, Rak Mitas Hashem Hu Kashem Neuchel Tuvai Vechad Yagadol Beroiv Tfilah Vesachanunim. Look, the Tumim, the reason why he became the Tumim, because he used this Mata Ois, like the Chazanish calls. He used this Koyach Hatzfilah, which that's really the Yisoid of Hatzlacha. Thus haste that the Derech Aliyah of Ma Yasa Odin V'yechkam is in the Ahava Rab in the morning, or Ahava Seilam, whatever your Nusach is, in the Atachain in Shmai Nesra, in the Shmakalenu in Shmai Nesra. The Gemara Megillah Davob, you all know the Gemara. Ukme Girsa, how is a person supposed to remember all the Gemara he learns? There's so much to remember. Gevald, how do we know it? Zok Gemara Siyaita de Shemaya. Zok the Chazanish in Oleda Chelik Basin Ramadayan. What does Siyaita de Shemaya mean? Either to know the Torah or to know Asuk Shemaya Kulu Behilkasa, running on the Pshatim. Lezoyis or Eitza Tfila, Bebecha Shemaya Tfila, Benusach Shetanasik La Atmafa. The way to become a Paisik, to know Halacha L'maisa, or to remember Shas, is through the bracha of Shema Kaleinu. That's the shaykhs of tefillah that Ben Torah has to take out. There's a lot more to say about this, but this is, I think the Gemara speaks for itself. This is the yesod of Ha B'lai Ha Lai Efsha. And unfortunately, I could say this, you'll get older, you'll realize what I mean. I remember I had yeshiva, there were two bachim specifically, they were goinim. I'm sure the Talmud said about one of them, there's the best head he saw in America. And today he's a garnished. Because then he didn't know what tefillah was. He wasn't going to come to tefillah. But see, and everything was a joke to him. And it was Taka Gavaldi Galamdin. and it's not a chiddush. It's a gemara of ha b'lei ha lo yefsa. And I once said, which I believe is emes lamitai, everybody asks the kasha, today our dor is so easy to learn. It's so much easier than amalek doris. So why don't we seek them like amal? Why don't we see the godless of amal if it's so much easier? So we once spoke last year about one pshat, which is emes. But I tell you what I believe another pshat is, because today, of all doris, we see it just in tefillah. And ha b'lei ha lo yefsa. It's not shaykh to be mitzliach and Torah without this nekuda of tefillah. And that's one limit that we have from this Gemara. That lagabi limit at Torah, it's not shaykh b'shem oifin ha b'lei ha. But the Gemara is not end over here, because the Gemara goes a little lighter. And the Gemara has a different kasha that I'm sure when you get older, the kasha will be on your mind 24 hours a day. How is a person to be zoicha to have good children, says the Gemara? And again, the Gemara says, he should be misfalo mi misha abonim shaloi. Says the Gemara again, my kamashma, what's the chiddush again of the Gemara, ha b'loi ha lo yasha? That to be zoicha to go to kinder is not shaykh b'shem oifin without tefillah. I heard from an Adam Gadol, they once asked the Biskirov, he knew the Biskirov had a big family and the kids would run around and he was busy in his learning. And he asked the Biskirov, why were you zoicha? And Seif Yomov, he looked at his machas, he had all the brisk enikah, the kinder enikah. How was he zoicha to good children? He didn't harve on his kids. He let them run around. So the scrub got angry. Yicham nishka harve to my kinder? Do you know how much tefillah went in? Gevaldig. The boy said, that's gevaldig. The Biskirov realized that the harvin and kinder is the gemara of ha b'lei ha lo yasha. That for good to kinder, the eitzah, the only eitzah, the real eitzah is tefillah. And in that same lichtige gemara, there's a different tasha that always bothers people. And when you get older, hopefully not, but it might bother you also. How are we zeichet to panasa? How are we zeichet to have panasa b'revach? Ma yasa v'yesha? And again, the gemara says, yispal v'misha oisha shaloi. And again, the gemara is my kamashwa. And again, the gemara is terrible. Ha b'lei ha lo yasha. Gevaldig. You know what that is? That means everything that's so dear to us, that's so important to us, Torah, family, mishpacha, and panasa is all dependent on tefillah. And if somebody thinks, I don't need it, he's being toyin of a ferish of Gemara, and he'll never ever make it. Because the Gemara says clearly three times over and over again, ha b'lei ha lo yefsa. So why yes you more of a baisai? If today we hear about a riffing and tefillah, shouldn't it bother us? Shouldn't it hurt us just to have a mina? If everything that's so important to us is totally on tefillah, and you see a chabad mezazel in tefillah, grab him and say, Rabbi Yid, what are you doing to yourself? You're ma'abid atmecha l'das. You're throwing away now your Torah, and eventually your bonim and your vanasa. Rabbi Chatzko in a letter writes, what's the chizik of tefillah? Leida hanachitzas, the importance, asher muchach lahachayim hagufiyim v'nafashiyim in gashmiyis and ruchniyis, asher ein loy bilti yisbarach, and mechtev reish peivav. The first and foremost eitzah in tzedakah tefillah is to realize the importance of tefillah. That without tefillah, nothing goes. A person is living without tefillah. Like we said, he's in low gear. He's doing everything. He's harving and schwitzing, but it's not going to end up with anything. He's living a life of a poor billionaire. He has an ashir yashen kamoyu. He has tefillah, Torah. He has banim. He has b'zayichat the banim toivim, tepanasa, and he's throwing it away. A bachur once asked me, is it right, is it mutter, I think he said, is it mutter to daven to the Eibishter for every little thing? I said, what do you mean every little thing? Let's say if I have a headache, I daven that I should go, the headache should go away. If I have to be oisig in shidduchim amol, is that about a daven that should work out? If I have problems at home, could I daven for that? And I realized, that's why we don't have a chiyas in davening. That's why a person could say, I have no time in davening. That's why there's riffing in tefillah. Because we forgot what it means, a tefillah. We forgot the importance to our chayim, rufiyim, our chayim in nefesh. We forgot that everything is totally in tefillah. By us, davening is a gezeirah ra. It's an oil, it's lip exercise. But Chazal told us that davening is everything we need. The Eibush is telling us, I want to give you, just daven, ask to it, ask like a mensch. And believe me, this is the nekuda. This, he hit the nail on the head. This is why there's riffing by davening. because we look at davening like just a exercise. We don't realize this is our entire hatzlacha in every single thing. Rabbi, so imagine the following thing. Somebody takes you to his major store. He has a supermarket. He'll give you an hour, a free hour shopping spree. You go in the store, take whatever you want. A clothing store, a Chinese store. Whatever you take an hour is yours free of charge. Would you find it boring? Would you find it no tchias, no tam? Rabbi say, that's what the sha'achas of tefillah is. The sha'achas of tefillah, the Eibush is giving us a shopping spree in his oitza nechmat. And I'm not being megazim of chut asayra. This yisoy I took it from Rashi. The pasuk we see every day in davening. Anoichi Hashem alekecha amalecha mi'eretz Mitzrayim harcha picha v'amaleyu. So Rashi HaKadosh Afanot, Harchev Picha, the Eibishter bet for nuns, open your mouth, lishol mimeni, call, I underline, call taivas libcha, ask for me whatever in the world you want. V'yamaleu zak the Eibishter, kechol asher tishol amalev. That's what Rashi types up with tefillah is. That's the gewaldige bracha, the mata ois of tefillah. Call taivas libcha. Whatever you want, of course, if it's good for you, the Eibishter of Mashiachas, he will give it to us. The Goyin and Brachis, Aydeh Tfilah, Yachal Lahasik, Kol Chepsi Adam Mash Mivakesh, Mi Hashem. If we would look at Tfilah this way, if we would look at the Gelegenheit, the opportunity of talking Peh El Peh to Melech Malchei Amlochim, that the Gemara and Mashiachas, this is the Derech of Aliyah in Torah and in Mitzvah Hashem, in Panasa and in Bonim. Would we find davening boring? Would we find davening difficult? The Biskarovitz, Yadua, the people used to talk to him as an Eitzah, and they would hear him saying, Shuascha Kivisi Hashem, Shuascha Kivisi Hashem. Thus, Heisa Mensch was the Oishkinut, that Bracha Atzuma of Tfilah. That not only we earn by Smedish, but in every matzah, in every Kleinigkeit, in every situation, I need help, Eibishter, to help me out. I need to give an Eitzah, Shuascha Kivisi Hashem. That's the we have to look at tefillah. That's our relationship to tefillah. The Eibishter tells you if you're in a matzah, if you need anything, mikotn vad gadol, I'll give it to you. Ask for it. I once typed up, I think it's MS, what tefillah is. In Alamnus Shishprach, you know what tefillah is? Tefillah is refuah kaidim hamaka. The Eibishter gives us certain difficulties in life and certain situations. But before all that, the Eibush says, I'm giving you the Eitzah. The Eitzah is Tefillah. Because Tefillah is Harchev Picha V'Amaleyu. Tefillah is when the Eibush gives us things. You have to be Zoyche through Tefillah. If a person would look at Tefillah that way, that Tefillah, he has the Gelegenheit. He has the Gelegenheit to speak to the Eibush Peh El Peh. And he can ask from the Eibush anything. And like the Chazanisha, Be'ezen Nusach Shetanatach. It doesn't have to be in Lashon Kodesh, it could be in English and Yiddish. But you're talking to the Misha, Achochma Shalai, Sha'oisha Shalai, Misha, everything is Shalai. And the Eibush is Mesavel of Tfilas of Adikim, because he wants to be give us, he wants to give us what we ask him. Would we have a Zilzal in Tfilah? We always learn to Sugya now, Mitzvah Lav L'Hanis Mitnu. A Mitzvah was not given for Hanah. But I once said that I think there's one mitzvah, but on that mitzvah we could say mitzvah is yelah hanis nitnu, and that's the mitzvah of tefillah, where the whole guf of tefillah, the whole mitzvah of tefillah is the Eibishter betzvunent harchev picha v'amaleihu. And you look in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha l'maisa that the tzugan to tefillah is shirash ha'omer u'mevakesh mipnei hamelach. Tefillah has to be the Eibishter wants us to ask for us for things. That's what the guf of mitzvah tefillah is. And I found lessons. I think Mamish, this is what the Ramban means. The Rambam's sheet, the Kayadu we mentioned, is that tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa. The Ramban argues, and listen to his lashon in mitzvah hey, kol inyan avavada, is up the Ramban, kol inyan tefillah ain't a choy v'klal. It's not a chia like the Rambam says. Aval hu memidas chesed haboy yizborach aleinu sheshemeya v'oyne b'chol tereinu elov. What I think the Ramban is saying is that tefillah is not a mitzvah like tefillah and any other mitzvah. Tefillah is a chesed Hashem. The Eibishter wants to give us kol tuv, kol mishalas bibeinu. So the Eibishter gave us a chesed tefillah to get all that. But that's what the Ramban sheep is in tefillah. Gevald, gevald. That's what tefillah is. If we would look at tefillah this way, that it's a chesed Eibishter, that it's a mitzvah l'hanis nitnu, Would we have a rifin? Would we have a zilzal in tefillah? Would we need a crane to pull somebody out of bed? Gevald, the tefillah is the Eibush that has an oitza waiting to give to us. You know, I once thought, imagine if all of a sudden a big Baal Moifas would show up. Somebody that we know who's Poyog Yeshua's Klor. He would be a line right down the road. Well, you'd ask him, he'll give you a bracha and he'll become a Kohen. Every single day, three times a day, we have a Gelegenheit a lot more powerful than that Gelegenheit. We have a Gelegenheit to stand with a Melech Malche HaMelachim that everything is Shaloi, and the Eibishter not only is letting us daven, but he's betting for us. Ha'achet Pichav HaMaleihu. That's what we have three times a day. That's really what tefillah is. If we would look at tefillah that way, wouldn't tefillah be geschmack? Tefillah's for me. The Chazon Ish in a letter in Chelik Beis, he gets Beis Eitz Klolis, he writes Shavah L'chol Nefesh, and he gets, I know one Eitz that works for everybody, that's the Chazon Ish. He, and this is Lashon, Ki Omnam Nitein L'Ha'odam L'Hiskashe V'Machshavte, a person could connect himself with Im Elois Kol Elois, he could mamish talk with the Eibishter, V'Karev Hashem L'chol Karev. The Chazon Ish understood what the Eitz of Tefillah is. That we have a Gelegenheit three times a day, or 10 times, or whatever it is, whenever you're Nutzai Tzad Mata Ois. To ask the Eitz of what you need, and Be'ezda Hashem, the Eitz will give it to you. That's what Tefillah is. This is the Eitz of the Steigen Tefillah, to realize what Tefillah really is. And we once spoke by Riches, now we'll have to say the Kitzah, that besides, of course, the Maila of betting from the Eitz in every little thing, is also, it's a gewaldige school that the tefillah will be niskabel. And we spoke then that the emes, when a person asks everything from the Eibishter, what he's saying, he realizes that everything is telling the Eibishter, and we brought many rais as Hashem, that's why the Eibishter listens to the tefillah. In the schos of his amuna, that he realizes that everything that one comes to the Eibishter, that's why the Eibishter will listen to him. And I found, just the other day, there's a Rabbeinu Yoyna in Mishlei, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Vav, who Mamish says this is so clear. He teaches the pasuk that we say, "Bechol derachecha da'eyu." So he says clearly, when a person asks from the Eibush and every claimikite, then in the schus of the amuna v'hu yiyasa orchaisecha, then the Eibush will listen to you. Because if he realizes of every claimikite, he turns to the Eibush. Then he's maftiach. The Eibush maftiach that he will have the segula that the Eibush will listen to his tefillah. And I think this is the pshat in the Gemara Brachas we started. Avada, it's clear that Yerchan Menzake was zicha bigger than his Talmud. But why was his Talmud of Chanida Mendoza zaycha that his tefillah was niskabel? Look in the Lashon HaGemara, it fits in Mavel Arayin. Avada, I'm bigger than Yerchan Menzake. Elohu doyme ke'ebeth nehamelech, v'ani doyme ke'salach nehamelech. So where's Rashi Mazda? Ke'eved ben bayis nichnas v'yoytz and shaloi b'rishus. An eved that goes in and out. And what's sar? She'ein erog lovei lefano. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, in all his godless and all his tzidkus, he realized that his Talmud had one mile over him. His Talmud had a koyach ha'tfila. That in every kleinikite, he was an eved that ran to the melech, malach, and melechim, Eibush, I need your help. And because he had this yachas in tfila, every kleinikite, he was ragel, nichnas yoytzah. This is why the Eibush to listen to his tefillah. Rabbi Sai, a person, and we all should be those, that person who's looking for Messiah in tefillah, who wants a chizik in tefillah. And believe me, we could all use a chizik in tefillah. The first step, and the most important step, is to realize the importance of tefillah. To realize that you cannot b'shum oifin b'matzliach without tefillah. A life without tefillah is a life without hatzlacha midin hagemara. That besides all the other milas and mitzvahs and chiyuvim, but remember the mitzvah lahonis nitnu of tefillah. Remember that with tefillah a person can be zaycha to kol chvetza, whatever he wants. And as one chava to the next, I beg you and I appeal to you. B'chalash shel bakasha. Baruch Hashem, you had the seichel to dedicate these bench to Yorin in Limud HaTorah, in Steigen in Torah. Don't turn these years into years of Ha B'loi Ha Loi Efsha. Don't turn these years into Harbe Osakein V'loi Hoya Lahem. Don't live a life of a poor millionaire. Don't put yourself in a matzif that from the Gemara to the Tumim to all the Gedolim Mavtichas that I'll never ever will go. A person goes without tefillah is like Mashal Ladavadoyma to a soldier on the front. With all the sakanas, he doesn't have a gun. That's what a person is without tefillah. With all the problems and all the yisyonos in life, the person with seichel that has the tefillah has a matzah oiz. And again, it's not a melitza. Chazal types the pasuk, b'charbi uvakashti, is going on tefillah. Chazal realized that's really the bracha. That's really the skula in an entire life and every matzah. Because every matzah is a habalei halayefsha. And now you claim the kinder, right? The young. You get older, grace the kinder, grace the tzaris. There's a yam of tzaris, there's a yam of needs you have in your life. You have a knife of panosa and of children, and of every little thing. If a person has that koyach tefillah, if he realizes the eight of all the things, is l'shuvascha kivisi Hashem, is to realize that he has a kashrus with ilah kol ilois, he has a private audience with the Eibishter. So glikach is the mensch. I know plenty of simple people, kashrus the people, that their biggest thrill in the day is the shas of tefillah. And it's not a chiddush. You know why? Because whatever the person wants, he wants panasa, he has in his davening. He wants gezunt, he has in his davening. He wants slicha, he has in his davening. He wants toiri, he has in his davening. The person that has that koyach of tefillah has kol mishalei sliba. He has hachay pichiv amaleyu. And trust me, nobody was born with a geshmak in davening. Nobody was born with a tam in davening. Like every good tzach, it needs work. It needs a little shuma slave, a little sima slave. Abalamaisa, when you get that davening, when you realize the importance of davening, there's no more glicklicha person in the world. There's no bigger bracha in the world than the person who realized the bracha atzuma of tefillah. There are many, many eights how to improve a davening. But the most important eight that we all need right now is to realize the importance of the davening. Because once you know how important davening is, you'll find plenty of eights. There's svarim aleihem, kol tov with eights. The ikka Yeshua has to be to realize we cannot live on davening. And let me tell you, Dvaram HaYotzim in Aleh, which I hope will be Nechas in Aleh. The biggest mistake, the biggest avla, and the biggest hezek you could do to yourself is if you waste these years, the years in yeshiva of the Geleganite of davening years after Zayin. Because besides, of course, the Chiyuv min Adam Lamakayim, besides, of course, Bein Adam L'Sayrasay, how you're living a life of Habalei Halayefsha, besides the Gevaldige Hefzid Bein Adam L'Mishpachtoi, that you're losing the skula of Bon and Tovim, Ez Hashem. The ikka is Bein Adam La'atzmai. You're living a life of a poor millionaire. With all the brachas that you could have, but you're living a life, Rachman al-Aslan, of Hav B'loi Hav L'yafsha. And Fakert, the biggest chesed, the biggest Tov you could do for yourself in these years, is to be kinder that kinyan nechbad of tefillah, of importance of tefillah. And then you're going through life, you have the Eitzah, before the problem. You have the makta, the fool before the makta. And once in these years you realize that tefillah is a davar gadol ma'od, so then entire life, with all the niyas you might have, it will never stop you. Because once you realize that tefillah is so precious, once you have the shivas of tefillah, there's nothing that's too hard. Today we have loads of excuses to miss davening, right? You get old, you'll have loads and loads more excuses. And you'll see people on the smallest planet that won't daven b'tziva. And you'll see other people that will never miss tefillah b'tziva. What's the mistake? What's the shayrish? It's the chashivas of davening. If you look at davening like tefillin, then we'll never miss out on davening. If you don't realize the chashivas of davening, Rachman al-Aslan, today, when there is no nisayin of panasa, of busyness, what's going to be later? These years of davening b'tziva, davening yeshiva tziva, these years have to be when you're kind of that tefillah, that kinyan nechbar of tefillah. These years you have to walk out from these yardin to realize the haracha, the chashivas, the habalai halayefsha. And then be'ez Hashem, you're ready for life, you're ready for all the brachas of life. I once heard an old yid once said, he said, what is the Eibishter? We call the Eibishter Kel Moli Rachamim. What does that mean? So he gave a very simple mashal. You have a cup, and the cup is shaking, and it's full to the top. You put in one drop, so the cup pops over, and all the water tumbles out and splashes all over. See, that's what a kel moli rachamim is. The Eibishter is so full of Rachmanis, so full of Atava. All you need, he said, is a little drop to make the whole cup overflow. And let me add one nekuda, Rabbi Say. What is that drop? What is that drop that's going to make that kale and molid rachim overflow in such an abundance of chesed? What do we need to be zaycha that the kale and molid rachim should overflow over all of us? Should help our learning, should help our atzlacha, should help our panasa, should help our, in all my tov in my life. How do we get that kale and molid rachim to turn over? What is the drop? It's a drop of hearts. It's a drop of tefillah, of shivchi kamayim libech noichach p'nei Hashem. With a little bit of heart, with a little bit realizing the koyach of tefillah, then a person can be zoicha to that kel moli rachim and all the brachas. Let us realize, Rabbi Say, that we're living with a kel moli rachim, and three times a day we have the opportunity to ask him for kol taivas libeinu. So the Eibishter help me to give us a little bit of seichel, a little bit of seichel to realize what davening is. To realize the bracha of davening, and if we'll daven like a mensch, then we have the avtacha shaymalei akadosh baruch hu kol mishal tovenu l'tayva.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.